Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
Let's take a look at dreams, you know, for the mind, body, and soul. Because, you know, for many years, who owned this Reiki and healing? And for many years, you know, the approaches to medicine simply addressed, you know, our physical needs and of the body and whatever physical properties, you know, needed to be undertaken for a personal, you know, for our fitness. And however, holistic medicine, you know, it's found that you have to address a person's needs, you know, physically, mentally, and spiritually to heal that person. And that's the only way you're going to facilitate optimum healing. And because every human being is so much more than just a physical body. You know, we're spirit having a human experience. And with this same idea in mind, you know, dreams can explore, you know, every area of someone's personal life. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And it doesn't matter whether an issue concerns health, feelings, you know, in intentions, spirituality. Dreams provide an exploration of whatever is facing you at the present time in your life. And, you know, dreams that reflect or analyze, you know, our current life events, you know, are divided into three categories. You know, dreams, you know, relate to the body. Dreams provide psychological insights into life's events. And dreams nurture our soul. Yeah, I just want to go over a couple of quick case studies about what we're talking about as far as health. Is I had a client that came to me one time. He was having severe, you know, chest pains, and he. I mean, I'm not a doctor. But he came to me specifically because of his dream. But he was having severe chest pains. He ate healthy. Had no history of heart disease in his family at all. And you know, he had. You know, the cardiologists, his doctors had performed a lot of tests on him, and they found, you know, blockage, that he had to have bypass surgery. But the reason why he came to me was that he had a very unusual dream. He dreamed that he was walking out of his house, and he saw his car, and the hood of the car was open, and there were two doctors working on his engine. And they were dressed in surgical outfits, but they were clown outfits. And, you know, the dream disturbed him. And so, you know, in looking at his dream, you know, what was going on in his life, you know, I felt that the car represented his body. And the clowns very likely represented the doctors. And, you know, the car engine represented the situation with his heart. So he went to another hospital to see another cardiology team who performed the same test, and they found minimal blockage, that he didn't need surgery, and that most of what it was causing it was stress. And he had another dream about this well-dressed man outside polishing his car up that looked shiny, brand new, just in perfect immaculate condition. So just to make sure, he went to a third opinion, and they found the same thing. Nothing was wrong. He had minor blockage, and it was all due to stress, so he changed it. And, you know, I talked to him recently, 6 years later, and he's doing fine. Everything's good. So that's what that dream was trying to tell him, health-wise, that, no, he didn't need the surgery. You know, so it was giving him that warning that those first doctors were finding something that they shouldn't have found. And, you know, to go to this a little bit further is I had another client who had had occasional, played football in college, played a couple years in pro football, had some hip injuries. He had gone through a surgery, hip surgery. And he came to him because he had a dream, a very unusual dream. You know, he would take occasional medications and just hot and cold therapy, but the pain was really bad, and the doctors found nothing. So he had a dream that he was in an examining room, and there was a female surgeon, and the doctor had a scar on her face, and, you know, in touches a hip and said, you know, there's no doubt this has to come out, and that the dream would abruptly end. And he had that for a couple nights in a row. So what we looked at is what it referred to me was, obviously, as I said at the beginning, he was not going to tell the doctor, I need you to take a second look because I had this dream. The doctor wasn't going to, accept that, obviously. And so, but he was alarmed about, in his dream, the doctor said, there's no doubt this has to come out, and then the dream would abruptly end. So it really disturbed him. So he came to me, and in doing a reading and consultation, I could see from the dream that the doctors, they were missing something. And, something that had kind of come up out of his hip. And the scar on the female surgeon's face, to me, represented from his surgery that there was scar tissue and, from his previous hip surgeries. And so he went back to his doctor. They sent him to get another opinion. And, they looked at it. And sure enough, the pain was being caused by old scar tissue. It had to come out. They took out the scar tissue. And he didn't have any more pain. So that's what the dream was trying to tell him, that the doctors were missing something. Because we have to remember, doctors, and I want to be careful because I love my dad to death, but doctors have the egos, and they look at something and they're right. And, but there's more to it than that. And so that's what dreams try to tell us, from the Akashic records to our subconscious mind to things that we don't normally notice. And that's what dreams do. And so that's why I said there's so many different types of dreams and people experience them. Unfortunately, we don't often take the time to reflect in the dreams immediately once we wake up. And so, if we don't, that's why we need to keep a piece of paper or a notebook by our bedstands. Even if we take a nap, have that notebook there. Chances are you're still going to have a dream. And if you don't do that, then what happens is the symbols, the images, they become fragmented and dissipated. And then we forget them, and then nothing comes to mind. We miss the whole thing. And, sometimes, there are times when, dreams are very unusual. In memoral, that it's not easily to shake from our subconscious. And there are also dreams that we can shape or mold ourselves that can shape the direction. And that goes to the heart of what we've been talking about with the Akashic Records in the future, is how the dreams, we have free will to shape our own future. And that's what dreams can really help us do. We can shape our dreams. And I'm going to give you some examples, show you how to do that. That we can mold and we can have input regarding the substance of a dream once it's underway. We can actually learn to do that with practice. In fact, if we take it a step further, most people don't realize that it's possible to shape the direction, the subject matter, before we even go to sleep. Whether you're able to do this, to be able to do this, it does take practice. If you work with it, then you're able to do it this way. And you could obtain answers to just every imaginable, question that you would want. You can shape it. And, for example, I had a young businessman, several years ago, and he was trying to develop his spirituality. And he would dream about he was flying. He would have these dreams frequently that he was flying, he was up in the clouds, he would see the angels, he would see spirit guides, and he would have fun with them. Because what he was struggling with was he wanted to get more into spirituality, but of course he loved the money, he loved the corporate ladder and building that up as well. So he would arrive in different destinations, the angels would take him different places in his dreams. So what he did was he likened that to his travels, because he traveled a lot for his job. So since he traveled a lot, he felt his dream related to his travel, and because he had been working a lot with angels and spirit guides, he felt a very strong connection to Jesus as a spiritual master. And what he wanted to do was, with Jesus as his master spirit guide, he wanted to meet Jesus. And so, we mapped out a plan through a couple of consultations where he would follow the angels and ask the angels to take him to meet Jesus. And so in his next dream, what he did, he wrote out the night before in paper that he wanted to meet Jesus. That's what he, before he went to sleep, what his objective was. So he had the dream. The angels took him on this beautiful path. He came to this beautiful ancient red door, and he asked to see Jesus. The door opened, and as soon as it opened up, he was met by this, beautiful white light. And as he got farther down the path, the angel would take him, the light got brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, to the point where he got scared. And he said, I don't want to go any further. He said, I don't want to do this. And so that's when he woke up. And so he came back to me, and I told him, I said, you know, we're trying to shape this dream. You want to meet Jesus and talk to Jesus as your spiritual master, so you need to go further. So he wrote that out again before he went to sleep. In his next dream, the door was there, the white light, and he kept going and going and going. And he described how he met Jesus and the conversation they had. And he quit his job, and he's written several spiritual books. He's written, he's got a nice, wonderful practice, all because of that dream. And he shaped that dream himself. And that's what you can do. Very, 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 very powerful. What I'd like to do is just give you a couple ways that you can start into dream interpretation, just a couple things you can do. And then everything else you can, contact one of us. I'll be happy to set up, you want something interpreted, we could do that one-on-one and help you out when I can just work with you as opposed to all of us together. Because as we talked about, the symbolism is so personal, and what means something to one person can mean something totally different to another person, what's going on in their life. It really can. So I really, really encourage you to work with the dreams. We've just scratched the surface here tonight. So dreams, you discover such a wealth of information that, we've always possessed, but so few of us ever, tap into. It's at our disposal whenever we'd like. So if you want to begin with working with dreams, here's just a few tools that you can use. There's a lot of tools that I can give you, but these are some main ones you could start using immediately. Is again, as we've talked about, keep a piece of paper, a notebook by your bedside, and when you wake up, write down the first thing that comes to mind, even if it's just a feeling or a symbol that you had. Just write it down. Very often the thing that prevents people, from working with the dreams is we try to remember the whole dream. We try to remember everything about the dream, and you don't want to do that. That just gets confusing. It muddles you down, and you just want to remember what comes to the surface, because you'll get, if you do this, you'll get the important points of it. You will get that. And, what really happens is, we all know the left brain and the right brain. We've heard about it. The right brain kicks out and, so simply to experience a dream on paper, the feeling or whatever comes to mind, you write that down. Because as soon as the left brain kicks in, the right brain kicks out immediately. And I know in your coaching you've dealt with that a lot probably. And so if you're a light sleeper, which a lot of us are, we got so much going on in our lives all day, we're light sleepers, we wake up at different times of the night, then you can write down whatever you remember when you wake up. And another thing to do is to tell yourself before you dream, or right before you go to sleep, you can write down a question. Write down what you want to dream about, because that'll trigger into the subconscious, and you'll be surprised at how you dream about them, that situation. And this angel, your spirit guides, your guardian angel, will try to, through a dream, give you a solution, give you some insights to what's going on. So write it down, whatever you're trying to do. Or is my one client who wanted to meet Jesus, it can shape your dream. Don't be afraid to do that. Because remember, you have your angels, your guardian angels, your spirit guides that love you and not going to let anything bad happen to you. The dreams are for your sake, to make your life better, to shape a better future for you. And here's another very, very powerful thing that you can do, is you can work with a friend on dreams. A close friend, maybe a close family member. And you can exchange. You could say to your friend, I have this question. I want you to dream on that and see what you get tonight, and vice versa. I've had some amazing stories from clients that have done that when you work with other people. Very powerful way to do it. And if we had time, one night, there's waking dream interpretation where you can do that for other people. I don't know that we could do that here. We'll have to look at that. Maybe we could. But try that. But make sure it's somebody that is into, the metaphysical world, spiritual world, that understands and that you trust thoroughly. People get some great answers because What happens is, like with my friend that didn't want to go, not my friend, my client that didn't want to go further in his path to meet Jesus, sometimes we get afraid and we don't want to take that road, whereas a friend will take it. And so that's why, you know, those can be very powerful to work with friends or family members that you're close to do that.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.